It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Some of you likely will spend the day bracing for a big snow tomorrow. If you have travel plans in the northern plains or the upper Midwest, you need to know about the blizzard potential. Actually, all the way from Colorado to the north woods of Minnesota. The heaviest of that, right over central South Dakota, could be 1.5 feet of snow. The Nebraska Panhandle could get 12 to 18 inches. And they could receive 8 to 12 inches of snow in southeast North Dakota and the northern half of Minnesota. Not only was it not a white Christmas yesterday for most of our region, it didn't feel much like Christmas. In our headquarters city of Chicago, it was the warmest Christmas in 7 years, with a high almost getting to 50. From This Week in Agribusiness, a little love from China in the ethanol market during this detente currently. In the Washington-Beijing trade war could go a long way in soothing the ailing farm economy. That's according to ethanol industry executives, who point out that China's retaliatory tariffs have choked off the ethanol demand and contributed to the slump in the ethanol market. The duties on U.S.-produced soybeans and pork have gotten most of the attention, but China has slapped 70% tariffs on American-made ethanol. Industry experts quoted by the Bloomberg News Service say if China were to take off those levies, we might be able to ship 200 to 300 million gallons of ethanol into China again. It wouldn't only mean improvements to the biofuels industry, they say it would ripple through agriculture too. At Norwalk, Iowa, that's immediately south of Des Moines, just a little bit south of the Des Moines Airport, they're taking special interest in that new movie Aquaman. The movie that did better than any other this past weekend. It stars Jason Momoa. The 39-year-old actor was born in Hawaii, but his younger years were spent with his mother in Norwalk, Iowa. His mom, Connie, who was a photographer. Jason spent some time at Colorado State University, where he studied marine biology. Oh, and at Norwalk, he was in the same class with fellow actor Brandon Routh. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy a Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.